Hello there, welcome to Winning Karma. I'm your host, Kamlesh Dharji. I hope everyone is doing well as we enter, well, today it's Friday when I'm recording this. It's probably another day when you're listening to this. So if you listen to this today when it's uploaded, then happy Friday. Hope you have a productive weekend. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone that spends time listening to the show. Really appreciate all the comments and the wonderful sentiments that I received about the show. Very humbling, absolutely humbling, and very inspired, encouraged, and spurs us to continue the show and move on further and help you on your path towards excellence. People come into our life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And realizing the relationships that we find ourselves around, the people that surround us, is one of the keys and one of the drivers to success. Because those people will impact upon you favorably or unfavorably. And let me explain what I mean by this. There is a saying, you are as the company you keep. And so it's important. It's important to realize if people are encouraging us or discouraging us. And it's very essential for our growth and for us to move forward. So people come for a reason. Well, you may have something that they require at one specific time. Some people will be there for a reason. They need something. There's a need for them. There's a need for you to have them in your life. And once that's over, they'll either go away or they'll leave you. They'll abandon you. And that's it. But their role in your life is done. There's a reason for it. There's a season for it too. And sometimes it's a season. Just like a season lasts a specific period of time, they're there for a specific period of time. You could think of this as somebody who is being contracted in employment for a number of months or something like that. They're there for a reason and a season. So they're done. But the relationships that are there for a lifetime are the ones you should value. So we talked about reason, we talked about season, but the relationships that are there for a lifetime are the ones that you should really turn around and spend time on valuing, but also spend time and invest time on that by making sure that there is constant relationship building, that there is a two-way relationship, and that there is the opportunity for people to understand that it is bi-directional, and you should be bi-directional. By definition, all of the relationships that you have, which are valued relationships, of course, should be bi-directional. And if they're not, then there is an issue there. Now, not to say that you shouldn't do things without expectation, but there is an understanding that in a relationship, it's two-way. So it should be bi-directional, not just unidirectional or unilateral. It should be bilateral. And once you can realize this and firmly embed this in your mind, in your heart, you'll understand what relationships are about. And the three things that you must remember in life: a reason, season, and a lifetime. People will come for a reason, people will come for a season, and people will come for a lifetime. Some people will come into our life to teach us, to give us new knowledge, to give us new experiences, to open up new vistas of life. And some people will come in our life to teach us a lesson. And maybe that's in relationships. Maybe that's in understanding what true friendship is. Maybe that's in understanding what real business relationships are. And it's important to recognize this. Everywhere you go in this world, doesn't matter what corner of the earth you're in, these are essential things that we have to understand. Three things. If you understand this in life, you have more powerful relationships, more enduring relationships. You'll have relationships that are based on trust and transparency. I hope everyone's having a great time on the path of progressive excellence and enjoying growing. Let us know if there's anything we can do to help you. If you'd like, you can always send us a message. Please find us on Facebook, leave us a message, and I'd be very happy to answer your questions. Leave a post on Facebook. We are on Facebook, Winning Karma, and we look forward to listening to what you have to say. And again, once more, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate the simple fact that lots of you take the time to talk to us and encourage us. And actually, what I love hearing, what we love hearing, is when people are taking action, and when they take action, they see a reaction, and that is valuable to us. We've been doing this show for about 9 years on and off in different platforms, but it started off as a blog for those of you who have been following assiduously from the beginning, and it turned into a vocalized version of the blog. And I love doing these shows because I love getting the feedback that people really listen and tell me that they got some value. I know somebody who's actually listened to the show and specifically came up to me and contacted me and let me know that they were going through some kind of a dull period in their life. And now some of the words of encouragement that we give on the show, some of the tips and tools that we have given on the show were implemented, and they really raring to go in life. And I'm really, those kind of comments, for those of you who know me, are very humbling for me, and I really appreciate that. And we will be continuing to give you more content on these shows. Until then, all we have to say, the three words that I always say to you, and is the credo by which Winning Karma lives: keep on winning.